Well, Zach, I actually just finished crushing some chicken farm, and I am freaking ready to rock and roll.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, welcome on in to Locked On Auburn, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. I'm your host, Zach Blackerby. Thank you so much for making Locked On Auburn your first listen every single day. Today's episode is brought to you by Sonos. Experience the game like never before with Sonos Arc, the premium smart soundbar for TV, movies, music, gaming, and more. Visit Sonos.com to learn more. It's a Charlie Tuesday as we are joined by Auburn message board legend Charlie Five. And Charlie Five, it is amazing. Yes, Auburn is the number one team in college basketball per the AP poll, not the coaches poll, but the one that really matters, the AP poll. We're all in. It's exciting, and we will get to that. I also talk about it with Zepp Jasper in the final segment of today's show, about a 15-minute conversation with him. Love him. The more that dude talks, the more I'm just obsessed with Zepp Jasper, as most Auburn fans are. But, dude, what did we do? What did Auburn do to Kentucky? They are broken. Coach Cal is saying ridiculous things. The fan base doesn't know what to do with itself. The combination of what our guys did on the floor at Auburn Arena Saturday, in tandem with the relentless, obnoxious attitude of Auburn Twitter and the fan base and the cockiness of it all, which I absolutely adore.
We finally broke somebody.
Kentucky is broken right now. We have just sandpapered them to death, where it's just like there is nothing left. Their pride is gone. They have just totally shown themselves. What in the world is happening?
I am so shocked and satisfied at the same time. Yes. At Calipari and his press conferences and the things that he said that like don't really even make sense. Like, we only had 36 hours to watch game film. What does that even mean, Cal? Like, we both played on the same night. Like, we both played Wednesday night, if I'm not mistaken. And then we turn around and play. Like, we had the exact same amount of time to play.
And in fact, their game was 30 minutes earlier.
Yeah, so you had more time to watch film.
You had to travel. I get that. I get it.
Sure. But that right there, and now – We want to ban a play that's been around since literally
the first basketball game ever.
The first dribble. It's been around since the first dribble, the screen, the pick. I've never seen anything like it. A guy who is as elite as Cal has been and as much as he's achieved, for whatever reason, this has gotten to him. And he is not handling it well at all.
It's whatsoever. The craziest thing, and I'm eating it up. I think it's absolutely hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, and just a spoiler, I read the quote that Cal said about like getting rid of the screen to Zepp, and Zepp's response at the end of the show is fascinating. So just stay tuned for that. Yeah, I mean, Kentucky fans are freaking out about the memes thing. Like, that really hurt their feelings. Like, they are beside themselves. They're still not over it. And, like, in the past, like, when we beat Ole Miss and Alabama, like, and Alabama's a little different thing because it's a rivalry, but they're like, it takes some fan bases that are unaware of our trend by a little bit of surprise, as it should. If that happened to us, we'd be like, what in the world? Why are they doing this to us? Oh, they do it to everyone. Okay, got it. And then it becomes funny. And then they start quote tweeting the final tweet, and they talk about, you know, oh my gosh, like, I hate that we lost, but, you know, I'm weak at just reading all of these things. I mean, that is a normal trend that's happened all season long, but not Kentucky. Kentucky at all. This is too serious. This is too serious to them, and it's just the fans are broken. Kentucky fans are broken just like their coaches.
And this is what I was having a discussion. I have a good buddy. Shout out to Travis. He's a big Kentucky basketball fan. He went to Auburn. Born in Kentucky.
Of course he did.
So it's kind of like in his blood. But we were talking, like, this game did not really mean that much for them. Like, if you look at the whole grand scheme of things, it didn't knock you out of a one seed. It didn't really knock you out of, you know, contention. You could still win the SEC tournament. They're still really good. Like, it didn't really do anything. Like, this wasn't a game really for anything other than Auburn was really the only team that was actually playing for something, which was the number one ranking. But like this whole like uproar is over something that didn't mean anything to your season. Like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, we didn't knock you out of a tournament. We didn't knock you. It's nothing.
Yeah. I mean, they're still probably
lost it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're still probably going to be the 2 seed in the SEC tournament, which really isn't any different than the 1 seed. You still get that double bye. Yeah. You get the double bye. So, you know, there you go. You just don't, you lose the opportunity to hang up another banner, but they're probably running out of room with that. I mean, Kentucky basketball's, they hang a banner every year, whether it's for something.
They don't care about anything other than the NCAA tournament.
So. Totally. Yeah. Which they surprisingly haven't done that much, but, and like, fans coming out. I saw this was a normal one where they were talking about, you know, the only thing that really matters to me is, you know, when we make it to the Final Four, that's the only time it's a big game for me. And it's like, then you haven't had a big game in 7 years. You want to do that?
You're yearning for one then. How about that?
It's like, what a tough way to go through. So Auburn's played in a big game more recent than you have. Think about that.
Exactly.
Think about that.
Suck on that. No, but like I was texting him, we were talking about the screen thing, and he goes, why don't you just tell your guy who was running his mouth at the beginning of the game that when your dude you're supposed to be guarding sets a screen, you yell out screen because you're looking at him. Like that's like a fundamental basketball play. Like if the guy that you're guarding sets a screen, you're supposed to yell out screen.
And like, then Sheebway's like, I did yell out screen. And then somebody else on his team was like, I don't think
you did. No, you didn't. You didn't say nothing.
But Sheebway,
oh, I would die. I would die for a win.
Did you see the big, then Cal had this quote, and this wasn't a post-game quote. It was kind of circulating this afternoon or Monday afternoon about how he's like, yeah, they stormed the court with their shirts off, but it wasn't a big game for them. Can you imagine? I can't imagine if it was a big game, they'd storm the court probably with their shorts off. It's like, what?
What?
Like, you were one of the most prestigious coaches in all of college basketball. I think you could say top two. And like with Coach K leaving, like he may be the top one after this.
And it's you know what this is like? This is identical. Okay. When Alabama loses and the team they lose to rushes the field. So then you see like all these Facebook posts. And
we didn't even storm the court though. That's what's so weird. Saying,
this is kind of what it's like. This is kind of what it's like, the celebration. This is what it looks like when someone beats Alabama and it shows like people on the field and it's like, this is what it looks like when Alabama beats you. And it's like nobody on the field, like, cause we got class or something stupid like that. This is almost exactly what it's like. Cause they're identical. They're kind of identical. With my buddy being the anomaly there, but yeah, it's hilarious. It's hilarious to watch. It's just so funny to watch Cal come unraveled. I almost feel like he feels like he can't beat Bruce. Like he can't beat Bruce.
No, Bruce is Cal's daddy at this point.
Yeah. At this point, it's.
I mean,
it's
ever since he beat him the first time, it's just. And I'm sure that bugs him because I mean he's able to just get, you know, better players as far as ranking goes.
And now he's getting, you know, guys that are, you know, going to be number one pick type guys. So, and you got a guy coming in next year, Chance Westry, who could be just as good and be a one and done wing player. And you got a couple other guys that you're looking at in the portal. We had the number one shooting guard at the game, Jacoby Albert or Jacoby something. He's the number one shooting guard in the country for 2023. Hey, how much fun would it be to have a 6'6" two guard? I mean, that could be neat.
Yes,
never had that before. Never had that before. That could be fun. It's just wow. It's hilarious to watch this thing unfold with Kentucky.
I've just never seen such a prominent fan base melt like this. And just to say it's not a big game, because like Bama fans will say, like, acknowledge, like, well, at least we got there, you know, whatever. And like, yeah, good for you. But it's crazy. No, Auburn broke them for sure. Hey, BetOnline wants to wish you a happy new betting year as 2022 gets going. And look, there's a lot of college basketball left to go, and you should get in on the action. BetOnline.ag is the best place to be able to get in on the action. Use promo code LOCKEDON to get started, and whenever you make that deposit and use that promo code, you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on that first deposit. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. Charlie,
real quick, dude.
Yeah, go
real
ahead.
Quick, dude. You look like one of the dudes off Da Bear's SNL skit right now.
Did you see that meme that somebody made? Somebody edited my face into it.
Really, really, with the mustache, and then you got blue and orange on. Da Bears, just say it one time.
Da Bears. Here, I'm gonna try. While you're talking, I'm gonna try to get this. I'm gonna try to get this up to the YouTube feed so we can.
You said it so lackadaisical, but it worked.
Good. I'm glad it worked.
I think
buddy.
It was better.
I'm glad it worked.
I think it's better than if you tried to use the accent. Oh man, that was great. That was great.
This is terrible for our audio viewers, but can you see that?
Oh my god! I can't breathe. That's so funny.
Can you describe for our audio audience? I need you to describe what
you
got.
You're looking
Chris at right
Farley,
now.
You got Chris Farley and the whole Da Bears SNL skit at the table, and there's like immense amounts of meat, and then you see Zach with his mustache and his headphones on.
Somebody tweeted that at me yesterday, and I didn't think anything of it, and I just kept going. But then like somebody else commented on it, so I got the notification again. I'm like, oh, somebody edited my face on there. That's hilarious. So, good for
you. And I had not seen that. I swear I had not seen that. So,
yeah.
Great minds think alike.
There you go. So, Auburn's number one in all of college basketball. How fun is that?
Yes. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. It's been a while.
Literally never happened before.
I think there's a Sports Illustrated cover.
It must have been coaches' poll where we were number one.
Yeah, because it was not the AP.
Yeah,
it's the first time in the AP. Play.
Right.
Yeah. But it's this kind of cool. I wonder if they sort of took, because it's a similar picture. I wonder if they took like inspiration from that and made it Jabari and Chris Porter.
Yeah, that's the reference. Love it. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Missouri, worried about them at all?
Yes and no. The crowd is not, I mean, I imagine there'll be more, there'll probably be at least double, so at least 1,500 people there for this game, just because it's Auburn, we're number one team. They right. have some good players, will probably still be a pretty big point favorite.
You nailed the betonline.ag line for Georgia. You want to give one projected line for Missouri?
Well, it's probably going to be out, so everybody's going to think I'm cheating, but I'm going to say something like, 12 to 15. That's
okay.
What I'm going to say. It'll probably be. And
I'd go a little less than that. I would go like, I probably would say like 8.5 or 9. Yeah.
We'll see. I think we should handle business though. And this team seems
so focused.
You do kind of worry about that big. I mean, that was an emotional day. That was an emotional day for the crowd. It was an emotional day for the players. It sort of erupted. Can they reel it back in? I just think this team is so they for whatever reason, they play every single game with a chip on their shoulder. You know, you think about guys like KD that just turn it up every single game. Wendell, these undersized guys that play with a chip on their shoulder anyway, and then they just come out there, and then you got Jabari, who's just great anyway. And then Bruce had one of the best quotes I've ever heard that describes Kessler. Kessler is probably the best player in the air in the country, if you think about it. In other words, you can lob it to him. He can block shots in the air. He can do things better than anybody in the country. I mean, he's sneaky athletic that way. And that combo of Wendell to Kessler is something that's
– oh, it's delicious.
How do you stop it? How do you stop it? Tshiebwe had no idea what to do. He had no idea how to get out of a pick and roll. No clue whatsoever.
Well, not many people have been able to figure that out.
I don't think the only way you can do it is.
I mean, you just got to pick one. You either got to pick
one or just basically go zone the whole time and then just try and hope we
don't
shoot threes.
You can't,
I mean, I don't really know what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Just hope we don't hit threes.
And there's going to be a time. There's going to be a game where they just decide, okay, no matter what, don't leave Kessler. And all the guards are going to go like...
Wendell's going to have 100 points.
Yeah, he's going to go like 9 of 12. And
he's going to shoot 16 free throws. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Totally. I mean, there will be a time where somebody tries it because it's not working the other way where you leave Kessler. Like, that's... And then, you know, they drive and they just kind of they pass it over to them.
I love Wendell doing it. I've only seen this once. We ran it with Allen once. Allen went downhill with a pick and roll and through the alley oop. But like, he's another guy. If they do just stick with Kessler, that's a guy who can go strong, and he's got a chance for an and one every single time he goes to the hoop. So that was interesting. I've never seen that before. That was a really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
That was a really cool wrinkle.
I was talking to an NBA draft guy the other day, just kind of picking his brain because, you know, I love scouting for the NFL draft, but the NBA draft is just what they look for is totally different. But he doesn't think Kessler will go pro. He thinks that he's going to be at Auburn next year.
Really?
Yeah.
He reminds me of, I'm trying to think of a couple of players. I think the game is beyond this type of player that he is.
Yeah.
But everybody seems to have like maybe one or, you know, every handful of teams has one dude that comes off the bench, and he's just like a bouncy big who plays good defense, and he can, you know.
And you hate playing against him.
Yeah, and you can do putbacks and, you know, crash the boards and things like that. So I just wonder if he's played his way into one of those roles, but is one of those roles worthy of a first pick? I don't know. He's got to definitely improve his – if he could improve the three-point shooting, he could for sure be, you know, they could justify, you know, putting him in as a first round pick.
Well, and that's what we heard so much about him coming in was, you know, he's a 7-footer that can shoot threes and run well. And two of those things are true. And like, he was like one of 17 to start the season, something like that. And now I don't know if he's just stopped shooting them or if Bruce told him to quit shooting them, but like he's not shooting them anymore. Cause and other teams are giving it to him. Like, he's wide open at the top of the key, and I'm like, 2 months ago, he's shooting that.
If Devin could – or it's like, if not Devin, if he and Dylan could shoot if they could hit 25% of their threes, they get such good looks, man. They just leave them
– Well, you'd have Dylan to defend especially. It then. You'd have to defend
exactly.
it then. Yeah,
exactly. And what would that open up? There's no telling what that would open up.
Right. And so it kind of makes you wonder, like, could Kessler come back and work on that?
Boy, if he could come back.
It's like if the only thing this team lost was Jabari.
That'd be silly.
Crazy.
I mean, that's a big loss. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
That's a huge loss. But you would probably supplement it. You would supplement his shooting with, you know, some more guards that can shoot the lights out. So,
yeah.
I think his plan was to be a one and, you know, come in 1 year and go, unless he just got a really bad grade.
And he may get a grade and say, you know, late first, early second, kind of like what JT Thor did, and be like, okay.
Just roll with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. How much better can he get? You know,
right.
what could he do to get that much better?
Well, that was my thing. Like when Jared Harper left.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what else is he going to do? Like,
especially if they go deep in the NCAA tournament this year. I mean, what else, if they win the regular season, like they're on pace to do, and they go deep in the tournament, like what else is there really to do? Like nobody's going to come back to win a national championship because the national championship is an absolute, almost a crapshoot anyway. I mean, what is there left to do other than just go try to work your way into, go to some combines and stuff like that and work your way into the first round?
Totally. Totally. He's got the measurables for it. So we'll see.
And I love him.
I just want to hug him.
I do. I want to hug him like severe. What's his name?
Wheeler.
Wheeler hugged into his belly button on that screen.
Where hey, no one wanted to call
him. He was not hurt, by the way. Just going to go ahead and say it.
Hey, Zep talks about that in just a moment. So
he played 32 minutes. He played 32 minutes.
It was 36, wasn't it?
Is he 30? Well, then he only sat out 4 minutes. Yeah. So 36 minutes. Get over it. That didn't cost you nothing.
Yeah.
But crazy. Heartache.
Hey, how can people find you, hear you, support you, all that good stuff, bro?
Yeah. Find me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5 or at auburnlive.com message board, the corner message board, or jump in the Discord, man. We have a ton of fun.
It's wild.
The Locked On Auburn Discord or Monday, Wednesday, Friday on the Dad Bod Golf Pod.
A lot of ways to get involved with the legendary message board poster, Charlie 5. Want to jump into a conversation with Zepp Jasper about Auburn basketball getting that number one ranking and his thoughts on beating Kentucky and looking ahead to Missouri and Oklahoma. But first, I want to tell you real quick about this awesome app, an incredible app that everyone who buys gas needs to know about, GetUpside. My listeners are earning cash back for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in your phone's app store right now. Use promo code SCORE, and you can get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. That's just silly. Use promo code SCORE when you download the free GetUpside app. Zepp Jasper, Auburn guard, joining us for the next few minutes. Zepp, we are chatting just minutes after Auburn became the number one team in all of college basketball per the AP poll, the first time in program history. You a massive part of that. How's it feel?
It feels pretty good. Being number one, you know, in college basketball, that's a dream come true. It's a great accomplishment in life. Just a lifetime goal. As a kid, you watch these type of games. You watch games. You watch teams at number one, number two, number three, and number four. But as a kid, I always dreamed of this, and I'm so happy for this moment, you know, and the team, the players, the fans, the community. It's like we all need to embrace this because this don't happen, you know, in lifetime. Being number one has always been the goal for Auburn, and now that it's happened, let's keep the tradition going. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep moving forward. Let's keep winning games, and let's keep getting better. This is just we climbed the ladder. This is the first part of the ladder. I still think we have more success to go, but it's very exciting being number one.
I mean, dream come true. Yeah, you guys already had a target on your backs. I mean, you know, every time you guys have hit the road in conference play, folks have, you know, they've gone for the Giants, and right now you guys are the Giants in the SEC. So now you guys have a pretty tough task as far as going on the road again to take on a Missouri team that has beaten some teams this year that a lot of people said that it could not beat this year. So how do you kind of, okay, you get number one, Zepp. How do you keep that mentality of still being hungry?
Well, with this team, we just have to stay humble.
Yeah.
Biggest thing is, even though we're number one, we have to look at it like, we still not number one, because, like I say, with the team we have, with the teams we're gonna play, we're gonna have a target on our back each game we play. Like, we're gonna go play Missouri. Missouri's gonna come in high energy, maybe great fans, and they're gonna beat Auburn. That'll be their lifetime thing, just to beat the number one team in the country. That'll be a goal that'll be set. Even if they're 0-18, if we beat Auburn, number one team in the country, I feel like we had a goal in the season. We did at least one good thing. So, like I said, it's always about staying humble, staying grounded, staying level, and always knowing it's more time to improve. It's never always be leveled. It's always keep going, keep moving forward, keep getting better. And we're not even at our highest peak right now. That's the biggest concern. That's the biggest thing about being number one. And like I said, each team is going to give their best shot, best play. They're going to play hard. And like I said, it's just about, you know, staying level-headed and keep going. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep climbing. And let's just keep this thing going. Let's stay at number one for as long as we can. As a matter of fact, we're going to stay at number one as long as we can, and we're going to win it all.
So obviously the environment, well, I guess I'll start outside Auburn Arena about 12 hours before tip-off. What did the team think about folks camping outside of Auburn Arena in the freezing cold?
Me personally, you know, I give hats off to those people who stood outside. It just shows the dedication, the love that they have for this basketball team. It shows that, you know, they put effort and energy, just like we put effort and energy into on the court. That was special. That mean a lot. Like, you know, when you see people standing outside, it gets your heart. You know, it just hits you mentally and physically, and it just makes you want to play even harder. Because, like, they stood out in the cold. They didn't have to do that. Like, they could have been in their house sleep, but they decided they wanted to watch us play against Kentucky. They feel like they needed to be there just to help us win. And it's just awesome just to see those people be out there sleeping, camping out before the game. And I want to give a hats off to them, like a special, special, special hats off to them, because that really means a lot to me. And I don't think they got the recognition that they really did, but I don't care who you are from the 5,000 people out there. Coming from me, that means the most. That means you get the most respect from me, the most love, and whatever I can do, I'll help in the most way, because that was really special. That really what made the game. That's what the game was about. Those fans that stood out there, those 5,000 people.
How loud was it during the game?
The intensity from 0 to 100, I probably say my value was on 100. Our value, that Auburn Arena was on 100.
Yeah.
100. And like I said, those people stood out there 24 hours.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Right.
Still that energy inside that arena. That shows what type of energy those fans had. And they had success just like us, how we had on the court. And that success helped us win that Kentucky game.
Absolutely. Yeah, and this Kentucky team, very talented, very good. But Zepp, your impact on that game was pretty remarkable. You only shot the ball one time and you made it. You're 1 of 1 from the floor for 2 points. But your plus minus, you played 17 minutes and your plus minus was positive 17. That's great. I mean, your impact around the basketball when you were on the floor has become something that we expect every single night. As far as, you know, Auburn is a better team when you're on the floor. Is that stuff that you guys look at?
Well, we look at plus minus.
Yeah.
Well, I know each teammate, each player, we all have different play styles and different,
right,
you know, accolades we go to and different strengths. And for my strength, my strength is to, you know, play hard, make sure I make the right plays, make sure I get the ball to the right people, take shots, take great shots. And I just go out there every game and tell myself, when you play hard, nothing can stop you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to do every game. I give it my all as soon as I get out there. I try to play as hard as I can. I don't want to let my coach down. BP, he don't let me down, so I never want to let him down. And I look at him like a father figure. I look at him like a guy that I never let down. And I never want to let BP down. So every time I get on that court, I make sure I give it my all. I give it my all with my heart and with my feet and with my soul.
Zepp, were you on the floor when Wheeler ran into Kessler and was down for a little bit?
I was on the floor when that happened.
So that play has drawn a little bit of controversy due to Calipari had a quote. I'm going to read it to you. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Even if a guy went up and he knew he was coming and he wanted to do it with his hands showing that he would, that would be okay with me. I don't think the guy did anything dirty, talking about Kessler. I think it's a rule that needs to be changed. Talking about we need to change how screens are done. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are, you know, no disrespect to Coach Calipari, no disrespect to Evan Wheeler. Walker Kessler is a great dude.
Yeah.
One of the best you're going to ever meet in a lifetime. He was just making a basketball play, getting his point guard open to get a wide open three. It wasn't no physical contact. But I think, you know, when people lose games, it's always stuff that's going to be said to make it seem like
right. It
was a bad situation. But, you know, if they would have won that game, well, this would have been brought up. I don't think it would have been brought up if they would have won that game. But it was a basketball play. It wasn't no dirty play.
Sure.
I don't know why it got out like this, but it was just a simple play. And I just don't know what to say about it, because it's just like you're making a basketball play. But I'm for sure if they would have won, this play wouldn't have been brought up.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And now Kentucky folks are saying that, oh, well, if Wheeler hadn't been out as much, and it's like you look at the box score, and he played more minutes than any Auburn player did. He played like 36 minutes. It's like, no.
Well, the truth be told about people saying that, and I've been reading and seeing.
Sure.
If you've been out these 2-3 minutes and blah, blah, blah. The truth be told, like I said, I never get on here and tell any lies. I always keep it truthful.
Right.
My opinion was he was tired. He played 36 minutes. So you're going to find a way to get yourself some rest, your teammates some rest. So it's like you flopping your head back, you acting hurt. You know, sometimes you can't do that in these type of situations. I know you're tired. Just, you know, find another way. But,
right.
You know, don't do it with the Auburn Tigers. We got fans, and our fans is gonna talk just like Kentucky fans. So, and they're with us. But I believe the reason why he did that is because he was tired. He played 36 minutes. That's 4 minutes from 40. He wouldn't play 40 minutes. So that's the reason why he was doing that. He was the only player doing that.
Right.
Because he plays the hardest on their team. So that shows he needed some type of rest. His team needed some rest.
No, he's an aggressive player. So that totally makes sense. When something happens like that, and I would ask this with an athlete of any sport, when something happens like that, when your pride gets, I mean, it's got to hurt your feelings a little bit, right? I mean, a little bit of shot to your pride when you're on national TV and something like that happens to you. Is that ever a factor?
It's really not a factor.
Okay.
You know, once the game get going and you feel the energy.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just about, you know, how hard you're really going on the court.
Right.
When you got great ideas, you got ways and you already know ways to help yourself out. And you get those ideas. So you get ideas like that, it's gonna work. But I can tell you this now, those ideas maybe won't work on other teams, and it won't work on Auburn. I just wanted to tell the truth about that situation, how I felt about that situation. But that's exactly how I felt about that, and I don't think it should work like that. Like,
right?
It was just a screen, and you know, and I guess he realized, you know, the last 2-3 minutes that he couldn't help his team win because he didn't have no more in the tank. So, you know, all respect to him, all respect to Coach Calipari. And, but I just, like I said, at the end of the day, I feel like they would have won this game. It would have been Kentucky fans talking trash, Kentucky this, Kentucky that on all social media platforms. Auburn ain't number one, Auburn ain't this, Auburn ain't that. And that play, guess what? It would have been out the picture.
Right.
Nothing would have been said. It would have been, oh, the players, these players ain't that good. They've been hyped, all this stuff. So
yeah,
that's the truth about that.
Sure. No, I love it. I love the honesty. Thank you for that, Zep. Yeah, we talked briefly about you guys going up to Missouri, but then on Saturday, you guys take on Oklahoma, a team that Auburn doesn't typically play a whole lot in any sport. That's got to be something fun, right, as far as the SEC Big 12 Challenge. You get a little bit of a break from SEC play. How do you guys approach that?
Well, we approach it just like any other game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is a great team, well coached. I love the way they play defense. They switch 1-5. Great coaching. Big 12 basketball. Big boy basketball. Big 12 is a great conference.
Sure.
I probably would say it's the second best conference in college basketball right now. Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma is going to be ready to come in here and try to win and try to get the win. But, you know, we're going to, you know, do our scout, prepare. And just don't take no game lightly. Take every game one at a time. Try to get the win. Try to stay at the number one spot and just keep going. Keep being humble. Let this keep being a blessing. Like, it's a blessing for us. It's a lifetime long thing. And we're going to always remember this. Being number one, it doesn't come easy. We worked for this. We was number 20, 21 starting the season. And from being number 21 to go to number one, to be the first time in program history to be number one, it shows you what type of people we are and how hard we work to get here.
Absolutely. Zep, thank you so much for your time as always, man. And, yeah, best of luck until we chat again next week.
No doubt, man. Appreciate you.
All right, that does it for today's edition of Locked On Auburn. Tomorrow, War Report Wednesday. Thank you again for Charlie Five and Zepp Jasper for joining the show. Follow me on Twitter at ZBlackerby. If you're watching on YouTube, click that subscribe button and like the video. Really helps the channel out a ton. See you tomorrow right here on Locked On Auburn.